inglés.com.
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre, y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres que tus hijos celebren Acción de Gracias en condiciones y en un entorno angloparlante natural, pero de verdad? Entonces tráelos a nuestro Weekend Camp del 24 al 26 de noviembre. Juegos, cuentos, talleres y muchas actividades donde se lo pasarán pipa y hablarán inglés. Pero de verdad, apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Love is a show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One hole or another.
That's right. It's one hole or another in the house, my amigos. And as always, we're having a great time. And, well, folks, I think it's time to participate on Twitter right now. But Juanjo, well, what the hell was my Twitter handle again? It was,
con nosotros en Twitter @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name, and I'm Alberto Alonso, is where we're going to participate in today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble. I said double. Double Trouble. Double. Double Trouble. I said double.
That's right, Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. All right, guys, this is where we look at words with double meanings. I guess that's why we call it Double Trouble then, huh? All right, well, folks, here's your translation for today's Double Trouble. Good luck. I think it's an easy one, so I want everybody to get it right.
Demuéstrales que llevas la voz cantante. Demuéstrales que llevas la voz cantante.
I think it's a really easy one, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. So, folks, let's see if anybody knows it. If you know the translation, remember, it's got to have the same word twice, then you're going to have to go over to Twitter. Mention me at I'm Alberto Alonso, and you could be our winner today. Now, what do you win? Well, you're the first person to get it right, or second, or third. You don't really win anything except the satisfaction of knowing
that you're good.
All right, so, amigos, that said, let's see if anybody has it over here. All right, folks, we've got a winner. It's Mr. Houses. Nice job, Mr. Houses. Nice job. Aha, Mr. Houses. I don't know why. I don't know why I just changed to like a Chinese accent. That was weird. Well, folks, it's Monday, and you never know why you do anything on a Monday. You're just having fun and enjoying every minute of it. And I hope you guys are enjoying today's show and learning as well. Let's see if anybody else got it as well. So we said Mr. Houses. Okay, David Onrubia's got it as well. Javi Lopez, it's not very natural. Good try, though. Good try. Peter, nice try, but no, it's not really English. Unknown Being lo tiene también. Muy bien. Clay Cifuentes as well. Great job. All right, so we've got a bunch of people who figured it out. So that's great news, guys. Always nice to see you guys, rising to the challenge. And speaking of rising to the challenge, on the app right now, my dog Simone is snug as a in a rug. Right now, no, lo dejamos un poco más aquí, pero 87%, 87% of you guys. So you guys are on fire for a Monday, right? All right, so here we go. The first part, demuéstrales. Well, you can say prove to them. Nunca prove them. Prove to them. But then no funciona como double trouble. Bueno, siempre vale show them. Mira cómo lo digo. Yo digo show them. Para nada voy a decir them. Me cuesta demasiado. Digo show, apóstrofe, E-M. Show them. Show them, you know, it reminds me of Frosted Flakes. Show them you're a tiger. Show them what you can do. The taste of Tony's Frosted Flakes brings out the tiger in you. That's how good their freaking marketing was. Their jingles, their slogans. Man, I remember that from when I was a little kid. And it wasn't from yesterday, guys, but it stayed in my head. It stuck in my head. So, let's see then. Show them, or show them, como se diría verbalmente, que llevas la voz cantante. Show them you run the show, right? Or show them who, some of you put show them who, demuestra quién lleva la voz cantante. So you can say, show them you run the show, or show them, right, that, so show them you run the show, or show them who runs the show. Pero si usas who, el runs coge ese, which is a great one. I think Carolina says, show them you run the show. Show them who runs the show was Clay Cifuentes. I accepted both of those, right? Show them you run the show. Or show them who runs the show. To run the show is llevar la voz cantante. No, literalmente, ¿quién dirige el show? And we looked at run before as well, to run for president. We're looking at that word a lot today, right? Show them who runs the show, okay? It was today's double trouble. I think it was an easy one. A lot of you got it right, so congratulations. Excellent job, my amigos. All right, let's keep moving along over here. I know what time it is. It's time for Today in History.
Today in History.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself.
That's right, folks. Today in history. Well, we were talking about the haunted White House that, hey, guys, I just told you a few stories because we had to go to a commercial break. But it is, the White House is chock full of hauntings and sightings. And you know what? I think our buddy Iker Jimenez has got to go over to the White House to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and figure out what the hell's going on over there, you know? All right, well, guys, this next story here is about perhaps the most haunted house ever. You heard me. The most haunted house ever. And, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but you might be because there are books, movies, documentaries. I mean, I don't think any other haunted house in the world has had so much attention than the Amityville Horror. Now, Amityville was and continues to be a nice town by the sea, right? In Long Island, New York. Amityville. In fact, I've been to Amityville. I've worked in Amityville. And, I'm telling you, it's a well-to-do community. But if you want to live on Long Island, you need money. Anywhere in New York. New York's pretty expensive, guys. And the good thing about Long Island is you're connected to New York City via trains. Very good trains called the Long Island Railroad, the LIRR. Right? Now, amity is concordia, armonía. Amity. No es una palabra que se usa mucho. Amity. So this town is literally called El Pueblo de la Concordia, Amityville. Now, if you're an Eminem fan, you'll hear he has a song too about Amityville. So this has become a part of pop culture, this Amityville haunted house. And they call the whole thing, you know, all the stories, everything, the whole subject, the Amityville Horror. So today, in 1974, Ronald DeFeo Jr. murdered his entire family in their house in Amityville, Long Island. Now, this guy, really interesting. You can see documentaries, interviews with this guy. He doesn't seem to show any remorse. He says he doesn't remember what he did. He was possessed. You know, a lot of different stories here. But, it was weird. A lot of things didn't make sense. Nobody heard any gunshots, for example. I mean, guns were used, but nobody heard any gunshots, which is strange, being the gun that he used made a loud blast, right? The bodies were all face down. His mother, his father, his brother and sister. The bodies were face down, all as if they had been almost ritualistically put there, right? And it doesn't there were no signs of struggle. No había ninguna señal de pelea. I mean, they were just brutally murdered in their beds while they were sleeping. No fight, no scratches, ninguna rasca, nothing like that. That would make you think, wow, these people struggled. These people fought for their lives when they realized they were being killed by their own son. And what happened was, this was in 1974, today in 1974. Now, what happened was, in December 1975, a year later, a little over a year later, George and Kathy Lutz decide to buy the house. Yeah, well, as I said, a cheap deal. Obviously, it's going to be cheap because, well, people were brutally murdered in the house. So, you know, it won't be the same price as other houses in Long Island. And if you guys want to know how expensive Long Island can be, just think the Hamptons, the most exclusive beach in the northeast of the United States, where all the, where Gwyneth Paltrow and this guy George Lucas, Stevens, where these guys go. Yeah, that Calvin Klein, that's the Hamptons. That's in Long Island. So, again, usually well-to-do, adinerado, well-to-do, affluent community that was just shocked because now there were these brutal murders that happened in, you know, this town where nothing really happened. In fact, they used to make fun of the police department. Se burlaron de los policías, ¿eh? Porque no tenían trabajo. Because they never had any crime until today in 1974 when Ronald DeFeo, which to this day, there is no motive. There's not a clear why did he do it, Ronald. And he doesn't even say why he clears. I don't remember. I don't know what happened. Right. So about a year later, right, after these brutal murders, everything's been cleaned up. He was convicted. Ronald DeFeo was convicted of second degree murder. Well, then the house was up for sale again. I don't know. The house was up for sale. Es la estructura decir, estaba en venta. The house was up for sale again. And so Kathy and George Lutz and their three children moved into the house. They said, yeah, okay, you know, we know what happened in the house, but you know what? It's a great deal. Es un chollo. It's a big house. It's a great neighborhood. You know, and we don't believe in ghosts. I mean, we don't believe in hauntings, and we don't believe in all that crap, you know. Now, I have to tell you something. If you guys Google this house, the Amityville Horror House, you'll see this house has eyes. It looks evil, right? Now, as I said, there are movies, there are books, there are even shows, TV shows, and documentaries based on this. So, yeah. So what happened? The Lutzes moved in. They said, yeah, we're not worried about it. They lasted 28 days. Duraron 28 días en la casa. Until they left the house to never return again. They literally ran away in the middle of the night. One night when they couldn't take any more. Ya no podían más. They upped and left. They woke up and said, kids, we are out of here and we're never coming back. So the Lutzes lasted 28 days in that house because of all the paranormal activity that was going on. They claimed they were terrorized, right, by all the ghosts and all the happenings, all the sightings. Vamos a ver la palabra sightings, que lo hemos visto varias veces. Observaciones, right, vistas, espectáculos, yeah, sightings, right? Like a ghost sighting, observaciones, right? Of this paranormal activity, which, as I said, if you believe in that stuff, well, this is the perfect, I mean, this house is the perfect place. You know, a lot of tormented souls, a lot of people died who didn't want to die in this house. And, again, six people, Ronald DeFeo killed six of his family members in that home who did not want to die. Right. And now the only, because the first thing you got to look at is motive. Motive. When somebody kills somebody, what's the motive? And, well, they tried to analyze their relationship. Now, DeFeo, Ronald DeFeo, the supposed killer, the convicted killer, had a very volatile relationship with his father. They did not get along. Right. But still, they said, okay, a lot of young kids have volatile relationships with their dad. You know, they have daddy issues, mommy issues, especially if they're youngsters, they're teenagers, they're rebelling, right? So they said, yeah, that's motive, but it's not really motive because every kid's like, I hate my parents when they're at some point, right? But a suspicious thing that did happen was he asked police what he had to do, get the work ethic, what he had to do in order to collect his father's life insurance. La póliza de seguro de su padre. So, that was enough, I think, for the jury, el jurado, to convict him. They said, wait a second. Okay. He was in the house, the only one who didn't die, right? He said he did it, can't remember why he did it or that he did it, right? Just was possessed or something, right? And, motive, I guess, is that motive? He never got the money because he went to prison. So that didn't work out the way he wanted it, if that's in fact what happened, right? Now, as I said, the Lutzes moved out. They didn't move out. They ran out of that house to never come back. And then, well, it was empty for many years, and a lot of paranormal experts were visiting with the Lutzes and talking about what they had seen and all the different sightings. And, well, they deemed it as one of the most haunted houses ever. One of the most haunted houses ever. Not in the United States, but in the world. So you can read the book. There's a book by Jay Anson. Now, guys, remember, as I said, if you're interested in something, which this is fascinating, you know, it's crazy stuff. You know, you watch American Horror Story. Yo lo veo. Esto es igual, pero ha pasado de verdad. You know, so if you're fascinated with this kind of stuff, you can read the book. And then again, there are films about it too. The Amityville Horror. And, the house, which is located at 112 Ocean Avenue, is still there. Okay. There are people living in the house now, supposedly living a normal life. Now, there are still people who visit that house daily. People who have who come from all around the world. In fact, they interviewed some of the neighbors around the area, the neighbors of this house at 112 Ocean Avenue, and they were fed up. Estaban hartos. They were sick and tired of all these ghost chasers coming in there and making their quiet community, you know, drawing attention to their quiet community. And remember, this happened in 1974. So you can imagine the circus that was there in 74, 75 with the Lutzes. Then once the Lutzes moved out. So there's been constant attention on this house since today, right? Since today in 1974 and when those six brutal murders were committed. Nosotros decimos to commit murders, right? Those brutal murders were committed in the house. So, a lot of people go there to take a picture by the house. I mean, obviously they can't go in the house. Now, George Lutz, as I said, he went back there with the paranormal experts. He refused to step foot on the property. So he had such a strong feeling and such strong convictions. And remember, let me remind you something. The Lutzes, when they moved in, were not they did not believe in ghosts at all. So, and by the time they left, he said, I don't even want to set foot on that property. I am not interested. No thanks. No way. No how. Not today. Not ever. Right? And the house is still there. Of course, it's been remodeled quite a bit. In fact, one of the first one of the first things that they remodeled, was the windows. Now, if you guys are in front of a computer now, you can take a look at it. Go to 112 Ocean Avenue. It's a Dutch colonial style house. The house is pretty nice. But I'm sure you can find some pictures of the original house. And I'll tell you something. It's got eyes. Tiene ojos. The two windows at the top. Again, you won't, if you go there now, those windows have been remodeled. But the original windows, it looks like the house is looking at you. So there it is, folks. That's today. That whole Amityville horror started today. And it didn't finish today. It hasn't even finished now. How many years later? 1974 to the, I mean, we're talking almost more than 40 years later, and there's still interest from ghost chasers, even people who are not interested in that. There's still interest around this. Look, Eminem, as I said, writing songs mentioning the Amityville horrors. So there you go, folks. Now, I'll tell you something. I've been to Amityville, Long Island, but I have to admit I'm a fraidy cat. A fraidy cat es un cagao de miedo. Vamos a ser honestos. Fraidy. Pero no es, oye, esto es como niños dirían. Fraidy cat. ¿Cómo se escribe esto? No es a fraidy cat. Es raro porque es fraidy cat. Don't be a fraidy cat. ¿Cómo se escribe esto? Vamos a ver. Fraidy Cat. Esto es una palabra que nunca he escrito, para que veas. Fraidy Cat. All right, se escribe F-R-A, o sea, afraid, sin la A, y con Y, right? Fraidy Cat. Oh, don't be a fraidy cat, right? It's a nice way of saying don't be a wuss. Now, a wuss can be an offensive word, right? So fraidy cat is como, eres un cagao. And you can always say chicken as well. What are you, a chicken? Come on, man, don't be chicken. Gallina, right? Same as you guys in Spanish. So remember, guys, as always with our Today in History section, our famous birthdays, I give you guys the tip of the iceberg. It's up to you guys if you want to explore deeper into these different topics that we talk about every day. All right. Well, that said, we've got to keep moving along. I think we can take a look at a section where we look at expressions and we literally translate them. It's called This Section is the Milk.
¿Estáis preparados? Comenzamos la primera ronda. ¿Cómo se dice vaya tela?
What fabric?
¿Cómo se dice? ¿Cómo está el patio?
How's the yard?
¿Y por si las moscas?
For if the flies?
¿Cómo se dice? El mundo es un pañuelo.
Oh, I know this. The world is a handkerchief.
Y para terminar, esto es la leche.
This is the milk.
Creo que mejor vamos a por otro concursante.
This is the milk.
¿Me vas a apuntar a un campamento este año? ¡Porfi, porfi, porfi! ¡Papi!
Venga, hija, déjalo ya y cómete el pavo.
¿Sabías que celebramos campamentos temáticos de fin de semana? El Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving supone una inmersión completa en inglés para que tus hijos aprovechen los días sin cole y sigan practicando su inglés. Regálales una experiencia inolvidable que te agradecerán toda la vida. Apúntalos ya a nuestro Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos en grupobaughan.com.
¡Ay, que tengo clase de inglés ahora! ¿Pero seré?
¿Necesitas una agenda? Con la agenda Vaughan ahora podrás organizar tu vida. Mientras aprendes inglés, aprende expresiones, vocabulario y pronunciación en tu día a día y sin esfuerzo con la agenda Vaughan. Solo 9,95. Consíguela ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupobaughan.com.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupobaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupobaughan.com.
Ese profesor molón
is in the house.
Ese video de London
is in the house.
Y todos los phrasal verbs
are in the house.
Ahora con el curso online de Vaughan tienes todo lo que necesitas para mejorar tu nivel de inglés in your house o donde tú quieras. Pruébalo y verás. Te lo ponemos muy, muy fácil. Profesores Vaughan online, tutorías y seguimiento y contenidos exclusivos.
Todo in your house.
Contrátalo hoy en grupobaughan.com.
Vaughan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Disculpe, ¿una gasolinera por aquí?
Excuse me.
Que si hay una gasolinera cerca.
No parlo español, por favor. Gracias.
Mi car necesita gasolina.
Pero María, no le hables así, que es guiri, no tonto.
I'm sorry, I'm Greg. I'm from Florida, and, well, I'm an Anglo here at Vaughan Town.
No me entero de nada.
Hey, forastero, no te sientas perdido. Ven a nuestro Vaughan Town y multiplicarás por dos tu comunicación en inglés. Llámanos 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Papi, ¿cuánto falta para el verano? ¿Me vas a apuntar a un campamento este año? ¡Porfi, porfi, porfi! ¿Es verano ya? ¿No? ¿Y ahora? ¡Papi!
Venga, hija, déjalo ya y cómete el pavo.
Con los Weekend Camps de Vaughan, tus hijos no tienen que esperar al verano para ir a un campamento de inglés. ¿Sabías que celebramos campamentos temáticos de fin de semana? El Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving supone una inmersión completa en inglés para que tus hijos aprovechen los días sin cole y sigan practicando su inglés. Regálales una experiencia inolvidable que te agradecerán toda la vida. Apúntalos ya a nuestro Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos en grupovaughan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
Here's the show, here's the show with no name. Here's the show with no name.
With your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right. It's Juanjo or another in the house, folks. And well, this next section, we want you to participate on Twitter. Juanjo, ¿cómo iba eso de Twitter otra vez?
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter, also on Facebook. Remember, Instagram as well, Alberto_Alonso. Make sure you follow Vaughan. Vaughan's on all those except Instagram, que ya estaremos. Ya le dije a Richard Brown que hay que estar en Instagram. Así que, let's see. Let's see if we're going to be on Instagram, and then we'll give you these little stories over here. And this way you guys can see what Juanjo has for breakfast every day. Puedes ver el desayuno de Juanjo todos los días. De hecho, hacemos una sección, breakfast with Juanjo. All right, well, guys, I can't believe it. It's not Monday morning anymore. It's Monday afternoon. Officially, we made it through Monday morning together, and it wasn't that bad, right? It wasn't like going to the dentist or waiting online for concert tickets. No, it was pretty painless, but we've got much more to go. All right, guys. Well, this is The Milk is where I give you an expression literally translated. In fact, I give it to you totally wrong. I give you an expression that you would never, ever hear in English, at least not like this. O sea, this is The Milk. No se dice en inglés. Se diría, this is awesome. This is the bomb. This is the shit. This is off the hook. This is off the chain. Mil formas de decirlo, pero nunca, this is the milk. Pues igual con esta. So there are two things here. I want you to tell me what the expression is in Spanish. I already know it, but this way we're talking about the same thing here. And I want you to tell me how you really say it in English. And you should know one of them already because we looked at it on the show today. All right? All right, here it is. To cut the cod. So it's to cut the cod. That's how you say it in Spanish. I love that expression. Makes me crack up every time I hear it. So a typical way. So who cuts the cod here? Right? Who cuts the cod? ¿Lo has pillado, Juanjo? To cut the cod? Richard cuts the cod here. In my house, Simón cuts the cod. Os acuerdo que no se dice cut the cod en inglés. Estoy diciendo la traducción literal. Y quiero que vosotros me digáis por Twitter cómo se dice de verdad. Que no es cut the cod. Right? So who cuts the cod in your company? Who cuts the cod? Otra vez. No lo digas en inglés. Como digas esto en inglés, la gente va a decir, ¿qué? What are you talking about, man? Cut the cod? What are you on about, as the British say? Right? To cut the cod. All right, let's see. All right, Express. He's got it. Cortar el bacalao. To cut the cod. Ahí lo tienes. A mí me encanta esta en español, ¿eh? ¿Quién corta el bacalao aquí? Who cuts the cod? If you say who cuts the cod in English, you're just going to get funny looks. But yes, that's the translation. So, well, if you guys remember today's double trouble, you got a very common way to say it right there. ¿Quién corta el bacalao? Is who runs the show. Lo vimos en el double trouble, ¿no? Right? Show them who runs the show. Demuéstrales quién lleva la voz cantante. ¿Quién dirige el cotarro? Igual, to run, manejar. Piénsalo así, right? To run the show, manejar el cotarro, llevar el cotarro. So, one way which Express gave us, a great one, to run the show, cortar el bacalao. We don't say to cut the cod. We do say to run the show. Who runs the show in your company? Okay, there's the postman coming on with another way to say it. Esto es lo que, my favorite part of this section, guys, is that we always see more than one way to say everything. And this is where we really get to see your creativity as students. So who runs the show? Postman nos da who calls. Uy, 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 uy. Postman, tiene que poner una S ahí. Te falta una S. Who calls the shots? Right? Él ha puesto who call, right? Cuando no sabemos, es who calls, tercera persona. Who calls the shots, right? Do you call the shots in your family? I don't want to call the shots. Yo no quiero llevar la voz cantante. Not my thing. Jester también lo sabe, to run the show. Let's see if we've got any other ways to say it. Iñaki says, to run the show or to be in charge. Sure, I run the show. I call the shots. I'm in charge. Los tres significan lo mismo. Right? Carolina says to cut the cord. Right? To cut the cord, no sé, cortar la pana. Oh, I didn't know this one, ¿ves? Right? Melena, very good. Who calls the shots? ¿Quién lleva la voz cantante? Great. David, do you call the shots? Lo que me encanta es que lo estáis poniendo en contexto. Como pregunta, como afirmación, right? Great, guys. Right? Let's see, to call the shots. Anybody else got it? Express, who's the big cheese? The big cheese is quién es el jefazo. So who runs, o jefaza, who runs the show? Who calls the shots, right? Those are the two closest ways, I would say, to saying who cuts the cod, algo que no se dice en inglés. All right, so, pero bueno, ya que estamos, es bueno saber cómo se dice bacalao. Y el verbo cortar, cut, right? Que de hecho, eso es facilísimo. Hablando del yesterday, everyday, everyday, yesterday, y lately. Porque es cut, cut, cut. Las tres columnas, cut, cut, cut. Right? So that's an easy one. But you have to know how to pronounce it correctly in the present tense to be able to pronounce it correctly in the past and in the present perfect. Cut, cut, cut. Cut the cod. In English, we don't say it. We say who's running the show, who runs the show. Who calls the shots? Let's see. Iñaki gives us some more. Who's in charge? También nos vale. Who's pulling the strings? También nos vale. See, this is one of my favorite parts of this section. As I said, we get a lot of interesting answers here. Who's pulling the strings? Think about a puppet master, ¿no? Who cracks the whip? Right? Este suena un poco más chungo. ¿Quién hace con el látigo? Otra. También, who's in the driver's seat, right? Who's in the driver's seat? David said, are you a big wig or a big cheese, right? Es la persona, right? El verbo is to call the shots, to run the show. And the person is the big cheese or the big wig, as Express and David have shown us as well. So great job. Juanjo, un aplauso para todos. I love it when you guys get it. I love when you guys get, you know, the section and really, really make the most of it. Because it's up to you, not just this 2 hours, but the rest of the day. It's up to you to make the most of it. No one's going to make the most of your day, of your time, except you. So great job, guys. Excellent. All right, let's solve this question. We've got a question on our app, por la aplicación, and my dog Simon is snug as a bug in a rug. Está comodito, está calentito. Simon is snug as a bug. La respuesta que buscábamos ahí era bug. Snug as a bug in a rug. And let's see, Juanjo, 84%. Great job, guys. 84% of you guys got that one right. Excellent, Smithers. Smithers. Yo no puedo, guys, I can't say the word excellent without saying Smithers. I don't know why. Yeah, The Simpsons ruined it for me. All right, guys, great job on our app challenges. Remember to review the things. What I would do if I were you guys, well, obviously, you have podcasts. You can download them. But write things down when you learn new words, when you hear confusing things, common mistakes. You gotta write things down. You guys should all have a notebook. Todos deberíais tener un libro de apuntes en inglés, right? A notebook. And you can jot things down when you hear them. Ah, siempre confundo yo estas dos. Pues apunta. Write it down. Write it down. All right, we got some more answers coming in. Wow, you guys are really inspired. The top dog, right? Otra vez, to run the show, to call the shots, es el verbo. Y la persona, no nos confundamos, es el big cheese, big wig, top dog, right? Son formas de decir jefazo o jefaza. Another one, postman gives us, who's at the helm? A los mandos. Muy bien. Helm, escrito H-E-L-M. Wow, you guys are really creative. Who has the upper hand? Nos pone Mario. To have the upper hand. To have the upper hand means tienes mano. Tienes, nosotros decimos, tienes control en la situación. You have the upper hand. Great job, guys. Very, very cool. Ingrid gives us a nice little gif over here. Be careful. There's a couple mistakes. Who calls the shoots? No, guys, remember, shots con una O, right? Shot y shoot es con dos O's, right? So who calls the shots? All right, guys. Well, you've proved to me today that you are all so creative with all your different answers. Great job. All right, let's keep moving along, guys. It's time for today's famous birthday trivia. Right, amigos, it's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. All right, well, we've got more answers. Guys, the great thing is we're going to still have answers coming in tomorrow here on the show. The postman gives us one more way to say, ¿quién lleva la voz cantante? And he says, who's wearing the trousers or the pants is another way. ¿Quién lleva los pantalones? Which I think can be a bit sexist, right? I'm not sure. I just stick with, guys, the two most common ones. Who calls the shots? Who runs the show? Those are non-offensive and they're very widely used. All right, so folks, as always, I'm going to give you guys some clues to three people who are celebrating a birthday today. And I want you guys to tell me who these people are. You can do it on Twitter. But Juanjo, ¿cómo iba eso de Twitter otra vez? Era IM...
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right. This is your show with Alberto Alonso. Also want to remind you guys, you can leave us voice messages on our WhatsApp number. Juanjo, what's our WhatsApp number? I think it's, do you have it over? No, hold on.
Mándanos tus historias, anécdotas y participa en nuestros retos. Mándanos tus mensajes de voz por WhatsApp al 636-420-300. 636-420-300. El show with no name, ahora más interactivo. Toma nota del número 636-420-300. 636-420-300. Desde ahora, ese es tu número.
That's right, this is your number. Drop us a line, dinos algo, drop us a line, and we'd love to hear from you. All right, guys, here we go. I'm going to tell you three people who are celebrating a birthday. Now, the first person was born in 1934. Whoa, a long time ago. He was an actor, director, and producer. Now, was, clave aquí, ¿no? ¿Qué te dice el was ahí? Que es el pasado, que ya no lo es. So, then our next question is, when did he pass away? Or when did he? Did he? Deal did he with me. Perdemos esa H un poco. When did he pass away? When did he pass on? He passed away in 2016. Falleció en 2016. Now, he created a very, very popular sitcom, situational comedy, in the United States called Happy Days. And it had many, many spin-offs as well. Happy Days. I don't know if that was a very popular show in Spain, but that was, oh man. I mean, it was a popular show when my mom was a kid and we watched reruns, repeticiones, when I was a kid. Happy Days. Let's see. Vamos a ver cómo lo llaman aquí. It's about the cunning hand. Días Felices. Igual. Happy Days. And this was about a family in the 1950s. And it ran, otra vez el run, este estamos usando el run muchísimo. It ran from 1974 to 1984. So it was running today, in fact. I don't know if it was on TV today, but it was on the air during this time in 1974. And it was a hugely popular series. The most popular character was the Fonz, Arthur Fonzarelli, the Fonz, and man, very, very popular. He also developed Neil Simon's classic play, The Odd Couple. He developed this for television. He also directed Pretty Woman, which is a classic. I haven't seen it, but I know it's a classic, starring Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. Runaway Bride, Novia La Fuga, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Mother's Day. Vamos, que ha dirigido todos los... He directed all the holidays. The Princess Diaries, and, well, many, many other things. Now, his sister is a director as well. In fact, she directed one of my favorite movies, Big, with Tom Hanks, and Awakenings. So I guess it runs in the family. Toma, otra vez usando la palabra run. Tres letras. Pero ¿cuántos usos tiene esta palabra run? Right? So it runs in the family. It's por familia. It runs in the family. Because, well, in fact, his sister was nominated for Best Picture Academy Award for A League of Their Own. Right? About the female baseball team. So yeah, that's, number one. Big, big name in producing, directing, everybody knows his name, at least in the industry, in show business. Everybody knows his name and his sister's name, which is weird. It's not often that two family members both are extremely successful. And a case of that is the Wilson brothers, right? Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson. Well, here's another brother and sister team, although they're more behind the camera than on camera. But anybody who knows about show business and famous shows and movies are familiar with their last name, con su apellido. Or their surname. Now, surname, yo lo veo como más formal, ¿eh? Yo diría last name. Pero bueno, no es incorrecto, right? It's not wrong, right? So, all right, that's number one. Number two, she was born in 1955, right? Now, her real name, you're never going to know. I mean, if I tell you her real name, you're not going to know who she is. Her real name is Karen Elaine Johnson, but you've never, ever called her that. At least I don't think so. In fact, I had no idea it was her real name. Now, she's an American actress, comedian, and talk show host. She has a stage name that she's known as a lot more. She is an African-American female comedian, which you can imagine. There were a lot of obstacles for her at the beginning. Being a woman, being African-American, things were not easy for her. Nothing was, you know, put on a tray for her in una bandeja, like, here you go, here's everything. Nothing was handed to her. No le dieron nada en mano. And she worked her ass off, and well, she's been nominated for 13 Emmy Awards for her work in TV. She is one of the few entertainers who have won an Emmy Award, a Grammy Award, an Oscar, and a Tony Award. She was the second black woman in the history of the Academy Awards to win an Oscar for acting. She won for her role in The Color Purple, which was a film about the Deep South in the United States. And she was nominated for Best Actress. She won a Golden Globe. And then she was in the movie Ghost. Talking a lot about ghosts today, about the White House, about the Amityville horrors. So The Color Purple is when the Academy started paying attention to her, and they nominated her. And then finally, in Ghost, they said she deserves the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. And she got it. She was also in Sister Act, where she played a nun, right? She played an off-the-wall nun. And, well, she's been in so many things throughout her time. And I think everybody knows who she is. Her name is a household name, but not her given name, Karen Elaine Johnson, her stage name, right? Su nombre en el escenario, we say her stage name. She had a lot of problems in her life, but she overcame those problems. In fact, she was a functioning drug addict. So now, a functioning means that you do everything. You go through the motions, right? A functioning alcoholic is somebody who drinks every day, but they go to their job and they do their things, which is sometimes scarier, because if somebody's a full-blown alcoholic or drug addict and they're non-functioning, well, then you can help them. But if somebody's functioning, it's harder to know that they have a problem. So I always thought these functioning alcoholics and functioning drug addicts always had more of a problem. I don't know. I don't know very much about it. But I say, hey, you know, people don't know that you're going through these problems because you hide it very well. Lo ocultas muy bien. What else? Supposedly she was high, colocada. When she accepted the Best Supporting Actress Award for Ghost. But hey, you know, I don't think there's a problem with that. Mira, ya ha hecho su trabajo, right? She already did the acting work, so she's just receiving an award. She was like, this is how serious I take Hollywood. Oh, man. So, and as I said, she is just star of stage, small screen, big screen, everything. She's got Grammys, Emmys, everything you could possibly think of. Now, you don't hear too much from her these days. No se oye mucho de ella estos días, but everybody knows who she is. She's been in some classic movies throughout the years. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, born in 1967, somebody I recommend you watch. You can watch his shows on YouTube. A lot of the different cable providers also have his show as well. He is an American comedian, actor, and talk show host. He's the host and executive producer of Live. No te puedo decir que es porque es su nombre. It's a late night talk show that premiered in 2003. So just think about that. He's been on the air for quite some time now, right? Almost 14, 15 years on the air. And I remember this guy before he was hugely famous, because now the guy can't even go to the supermarket, right? But he used to participate on a lot of the early Comedy Central stuff. Now, I want to explain something, too. Comedy Central in the United States and Comedy Central here are very, very different, at least the programming. No, los programas y esto. And he was in the early days of Comedy Central. I remember when Comedy Central came out. We said, what? Are you serious? And I watched it religiously. I mean, I would watch Comedy Central all day, day in, day out. Jokes all day, cartoons, what? Are you serious? This is my favorite. And he was one of the early guys. He was on some of those early shows. The Man Show, which was a show where guys drink beer and talk about man stuff, right? He was on another show, Win Ben Stein's Money, Buenísimo, Gana el Dinero de Ben Stein. It was a funny, funny game show, right? And one of my favorite shows, you can find these on YouTube, guys. Now, remember, learning a language means learning the things we laugh at, learning the things that are funny to us. And, well, there's a show he did with puppets, right? Dijimos antes la palabra puppets hoy, hablando de who pulls the strings. And he did a puppet show where they crank call people, donde llaman a la gente. It's called Crank Yankers. Tienes que verlo. Crank Yankers. That's our third and final person. Let's see who figured him out. Ladies and gentlemen, our winners, Express, Jester, and Carolina. Number one, Gary Marshall. Number two, Whoopi Goldberg, a.k.a. Karen Elaine Johnson. And last but not least, somebody I recommend you should watch, Jimmy Kimmel. All right, guys, that's all the time we have today. But thank you so much for being here. And don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Every company needs a very special plan to develop the human resources, the important people for the future. If some of these important people don't speak English well yet, there's an important deficiency, and we at Vaughn Systems are here to solve it, and we know how to provide solutions. Advanced Systems.
Deje de engañarse. Llámenos y concierte una cita con nosotros. Encontraremos la solución que necesita su empresa. 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Disculpe, ¿una gasolinera por aquí?
Excuse me?
Que si hay una gasolinera cerca.
Oh, no parlo español, por favor. Gracias.
Mi car necesita gasolina.
Pero María, no le hables así, que es guiri, no tonto.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Greg.
I'm from Florida, and well, I'm an Anglo here at Fawntown.
No me entero de nada.
Hey, forastero, no te sientas perdido. Ven a nuestro Vaughan Town y multiplicarás por dos tu